Pastels and oils are scattered around the showroom of the Ann Kurologos Gallery in downtown Basalt. The collection of Dinah Warman's art, called Definitely Dinah, is mostly landscapes influenced by Warman's Western roots.
I really love the horizontal line, say, of New Mexico or Colorado, and then these vertical old buildings or roads going up that will stack in a way that it looks like they're going straight up into the sky.
A painting called History of a Field is an aerial perspective of a snow-covered farm. The piece reveals depth in the starkest of spaces. The painting won Best in Show at this year's Coors Art Show.
I've heard it put that there's a point in a lot of artists' lives where you start, your vision stops being from your eyes out. It starts being from your eyes back. And it starts happening in your brain more. You start looking for something that's more a part of you, and you aren't looking for outer reference anymore.
Down the street, artist Betsy Chaffin's abstract oils and acrylics jump off the walls of the Wiley Arts Center. Chaffin's work announces itself with bold, playful colors. In her exhibition called Daily Fragments are Chaffin's responses to places and events she encounters in her day-to-day life.
Whether it's the rainbow that takes place for a few seconds, whether it's snow coming down, and then you're looking at it, but you've seen snow come down time and time again, and yet then there's a moment, a fragment, a time that you see it differently. Maybe life is seamless, but it's also broken up into specific moments, specific fragments of things that you respond to more vibrantly, more emotionally than you do other times.
Chaffin says she often finds herself being led by her paintings instead of the other way around.
Have you ever heard of an author say, well, this character, he's doing something, I didn't want him to do that. Well, I think it's the same thing is true with paintings. Oh my gosh, it has a life of its own. So that character, that painting has taken over. And perhaps the thing I can do best is try to look closely and see what that painting's trying to say.
The Toklat Gallery will exhibit new work by Kathy Shermer, who has a permanent corner for her work in the gallery. Hers are whimsical paintings of wildlife. The images have a childlike quality.
I would say art saved my life as a kid because I was evidently a slow learner when I first started to school, and I had a second grade teacher that saw that I could draw, and she made me feel real special. And from then on, I just thought I could do anything because I could paint. So I always kind of credit art as kind of giving me the ability to achieve in life.
Shermer uses a process called encaustic painting, or painting with pigmented hot wax. The technique gives the Japanese-inspired paintings an ethereal look. The collection, appropriately, is called West Meets East.
I had Japanese gardens in Dallas. I've just always been interested in that aesthetic of the simplicity and the aesthetics of the oriental paintings, and I thought it was a nice complement to nature. But you know, the Japanese it's all about nature, and so it just sort of fits in with my way of thinking about all the connection with nature.
Julia Novi, manager of the Ann Kurologos Gallery, says she's thrilled to have Basalt's three established galleries presenting openings on the same night. All three events are free and open to the public. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Rebecca Kruth.